I can't believe this is actually happening. Louis Tomlinson is joining me on the hit list.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Louis?
I'm good.
Obviously, you've just released your debut album. It's basically the best thing ever. How does it feel?
Combination of like excitement and relief, to be honest. You know, it's taken me 4 years to get here, so I'm really relieved to finally be here. And, you know, I didn't really know what to expect with the reaction. I know I've got an amazing fan base, but I didn't know what to expect. And yeah, the reaction has been incredible. It's blown me away, it has.
Which track would you say was the biggest struggle to kind of really finalise?
Maybe We Made It. It took me a second to like that again, only because I had had that song for like maybe 2 years, and then I released it as a single. So I think I just kind of listened to it too many times, to be honest.
Yeah, I hate that. When you listen back and you're like, you're criticising every tiny little thing, and you're just like, no, like, I just can't get on board with it. Mm. When you're kind of like travelling, do you listen to your own album like all the time?
No.
Really?
No.
Not at all?
What normally happens is in the run-up to like release, so like over the last 4 years, I've probably listened to every song quite a lot of times. It's more, you know, you're critiquing it a little bit.
Yeah.
But then once the album's out, I mean, I don't really listen to it. I mean, once I go on tour, I'll be singing it every night anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You kind of need a break from it, I guess.
A little bit.
And do you know what? It'd be really cool when you go on tour, because you'll be like, oh yeah, I love this song.
Exactly.
I love performing this
song.
It'll be so good. Mm. So as you've already mentioned, you're off on a 50-date world tour, which is incredible. What are you most looking forward to?
A combination of seeing the fans and getting to feel the energy and atmosphere in the room. And secondly, just a pure lack of responsibility. That's what the great thing about tour is. You can just go to bed late, wake up late. So yeah, it's pretty fun.
You've got enough people prodding you to be like, Louis,
exactly,
you've got to get on stage
exactly now.
Come on. What do you have on your rider when you tour? Because I know quite a lot of artists ask for something really cool from like each place. So you've got it as like a keepsake. Do you have anything like that?
I don't really. I've never really been very good with these riders. I normally have some Yorkshire tea. That's about it.
Yorkshire tea. Hands down, best tea going.
Oh, easily.
100%.
Easily,
oh my God.
Yeah.
I love that. You take Yorkshire tea with you everywhere.
Got to, because not everywhere has good tea bags, unfortunately.
I know. PG Tips. What is that about? Mm. Absolutely. Tetley. No.
No.
Not here for that. I bet you're buzzing as well to perform in Doncaster, which is obviously where you're from.
Yeah, I never got the opportunity to do that when I was in One Direction. We always I always treated Sheffield as like my home show. So yeah, it's gonna be a really proud moment for me. I can't believe I've still got that to look forward to. You know, I toured a lot of places with One Direction, so it's special for me.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Oh, it'll be really lovely, I hope. So obviously, what with the album coming out, you're off on your tour, you're so busy all the time. What do you do when you're just like feeling a bit overwhelmed and you're like, oh my God, I just need to take some time out?
Kind of depends where I am. But yeah, because I'm really busy a lot of the time, normally just nothing. I mean, pretty trivial, boring things.
Really?
Sitting in front of the TV, watching some rubbish TV, eating some KFC, something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just really relaxing. And just put my feet up. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been watching Love Island?
I am. I'm not going to lie. I made the mistake of watching the first series. Never again.
Really?
Never again. Yeah.
You didn't like it?
Not really, no.
No, oh,
it's
I thought
not
you'd
for
be a Love
me.
Island
it's
fan.
Not for me, no.
Oh, Louis.
No.
Do you know what? It's one of those things you do have to properly commit to, though. And if you haven't got the time, it's an effort.
Yeah, I think so. And then, like my girlfriend watches it. So like sometimes I'm watching over its shoulder. But I think if you're not invested in it, it just looks a bit weird.
You're going to get sucked in. I know you're going to get sucked in if your girlfriend's watching it. Are you good at switching your phone off? Or are you one of these people that has to have it on constantly just in case something happens?
Depends, really. Like, especially around this release, I've definitely been on my phone a lot, and you know, you're checking how everything's going on, stuff like that. And obviously I'm talking to the fans a lot more around release time, but I think it's definitely important to turn your phone off for some hours, definitely. Otherwise you can just stick to it.
Yeah, have some offline time. It's important. So I have got some fan questions
cool.
for you. Renate has asked, what is your favourite book?
I'm not going to lie, I'm not much of a reader, but I have told myself I'm going to start reading more this year. I recently picked up a Beatles book.
Ezra has asked, who was the first person to hear the album?
Because it was across, you know, over 4 years, it's just been coming track by track, really. So if I'm in LA and I've just written it there, I live with my mate Ollie, so I'll just play it in the car on the way back. Or if I'm in London, I'll probably play it to my girlfriend.
Oh, that's nice. Josephine wants to know which shampoo you use.
God, I don't even know. Head and Shoulders. Head and Shoulders. I think.
Head and Shoulders.
Yeah.
No dandruff here, thank you.
Yeah.
Iris has asked, what would you be doing if you hadn't become a singer?
When I was at school, I did want to be a teacher.
Aww.
Don't know if I ever would have got there to university and that. But I reckon I want to be a teacher.
Oh, what would you have taught?
Well, if I did all right, I would have done English, and if I'd struggled, I might have done PE.
That is such a thing, isn't it? Like the PE teachers, just offending all the PE teachers.
Yeah, sorry, lads
worldwide.
And ladies.
So true, though. Tina wants to know, when was the last time you went to a concert?
Off the top of my head, I went to watch Sam Fender in London. That was wicked.
Oh, he's
that
one of your
really
faves.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
so good. Anna wants to know, how do you keep your white trainers so white?
I don't like it when they're dead white. I always think it's a bit embarrassing to
yeah.
be having fresh white
so
trainers.
New.
But just the fact that they're new.
Yeah. Do you ever go and like splash them about in a puddle?
Sometimes I will kind of tread in them a little bit and just make them look a bit less box fresh.
Yeah, apparently there's a thing you should cheese grate them.
Oh, what, to make it look a bit rough and ready?
I mean, it's a bit hardcore, okay, but like that's a good tip for you for future. Yeah. Carrie wants to know, what is your favourite and least favourite thing about being a celeb?
Favourite thing is the fans and having the opportunity to, you know, play gigs and do stuff like that. Least favourite thing is the intrusion at times, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes people are annoying, but that's the way it is.
Arshia wants to know, how many cups of Yorkshire tea do you need to start your day?
Just the one.
Really?
Yeah, I probably drink more coffee these days than
okay.
I do tea, but
oh, okay.
I still love a cup of
just
light.
The one, bit of caffeine. Andrea asks, which song do you wish you'd written, like, out of all the songs ever?
I mean, like, any Oasis song, obviously. Yeah. But from, like, if I'm going on, like, a really great, like, pop lyric, anything from Ed Sheeran's first album,
yeah.
you know, songs like Gimme Love, I think there's, yeah, amazing lyrics in that.
Yeah, incredible songs. Rowan asks, what is the weirdest gift you've ever been given from a fan?
I'm pretty sure, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was some form of pet. So not... like an insect of some kind.
What?
Or someone brought like a box with like a grasshopper or something or whatever it was and was like, yeah. I was
oh
at a sign-in early on with the band.
I don't know what to say.
It was very bizarre.
Was
so you know,
weird.
I didn't really know how to react. I didn't really know if I was allowed to accept it. Should I accept
yeah.
it? But yeah,
is that like
I
animal
took it
cruelty?
On.
Like,
yeah,
what?
I mean, luckily I brought it up and yeah, it's been fine. Yeah.
Have you still got it?
Yeah.
Happy little grasshopper.
Yeah,
just sitting at home, just chilling.
All right.
Noemi wants to know, what is your favourite cheese?
Oh, big question. I mean, you can't go wrong with cheddar, but if we're talking like posh cheese, burrata, beaut.
Oh
very
my
nice.
God, dipping with some
yeah.
with some sourdough.
Mm, very oh, nice.
And a bit of olive oil on there.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah,
yes, yeah. please. And Marta wants to know, if you could choose one artist from the past to party with, who would it be?
It's not really that fun from a party angle because I'd probably take Amy Winehouse just because I want to chat to her about her writing.
Oh,
I think she's got incredible detail in her writing. So go.
But
with
she'd
Amy.
Be fun.
Yeah, yeah, oh, definitely.
Oh,
but
fun.
I just want to talk to her about work. Is what I'm saying.
You'd just be
yeah.
sat in the corner grilling
yeah,
her, and she'd
yeah.
be like, "Louis, stop. Let's go get a drink now."
Exactly.
So when I was chatting to your fans yesterday, a lot of them were really concerned about whether you were eating enough, sleeping
this
enough,
is a common one, yeah.
drinking enough. Mm. So. I've done you a little self-care package.
Oh, amazing.
So
amazing.
I've got you a little gift bag.
Okay.
We've got in it a little sleeping mask.
Right.
For
right.
when you go on tour. And it actually says, I'm going places.
I like it. Very literal.
Which you are. Got your little innocent smoothie.
Lovely, yeah.
An apple.
Right.
Which I won't touch because of germs.
Yeah.
And your
fussy.
Fave. Good. Not that I've got any. and your fave, a little pot noodle.
Oh, wicked. What flavour?
Oh, God. Go on. What's your favourite?
I like them all.
I got you classic chicken and mushroom.
Lovely.
Yes!
I've done well.
Louis, so lovely to chat to you on the hit list. Thank you so much.
No worries.
Massive congratulations on your album, Walls.
You.
And would you like to introduce your single for us, please, on KMFM?
Yeah, I'm Louis Tomlinson, and this is my new single, Walls, on KMFM.